This is an MUT Radio podcast.
4:12 before we connect your mornings to your afternoon, man. Welcome to the Hlanganani Midday Show. I'm with you up until 1 p.m. We are only left with just 1 hour and 13 minutes, but it's still going to be fun, man. In the third and final hour is we call a lunch convo and also a midday run. But it's a Tuesday. We have to on a Tuesday. We have on the meds where we touch on my health issues or corner, but everything health, we touch on it every Tuesday right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. And today it is no different, because with me right now, I do have Usismali Wakamncube, but I have to ask this question: are you somehow related to wise men? Well, I know I'm shaggy land.
So, guess I'm Wakamncube. No, mas ngai pepene yot.
Ay, okay, so it's inabanda on.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, so today we are speaking about why it is important to finish our antibiotics for everyone. So maybe where we could start is maybe you could tell us, Uti, what are antibiotics and what do they do?
Okay, today we will be tackling the topic that that is usually taken for granted in our community, but later it becomes the problem that gives hardship to individuals, family members, and the community at large, until it goes to putting pressure on the healthcare system. The topic will be on antibiotic medication. Why is it so important to finish the antibiotic medication? Because the antibiotic medication are like soldiers that are sent to wipe away the bacteria that is giving problem in the human system. So how we take the antibiotics is, it's either the person is getting better or getting worse. The antibiotic is directly fighting the bacteria in the body that is causing infection. So how we take the antibiotics is when the antibiotics are administered, when you take your pills, they will act on the bacteria by breaking down the cell walls, the walls of the bacteria, then penetrate the bacteria, going inside the bacteria and destroy the bacteria. And that is supposed to be done in a certain period of time, a given period of time. So when you are getting sick and you are going to the doctor or the clinic, you have a bacterial infection. It's either you have umkhuhlane could be caused by bacterial infection. Isisu is ukunyakazelelwa isisu, it could be bacterial infection. Kungaba futhi isilonda, uma ngabe unesilonda sekuthiwa septic, sisuke sesi infected with bacteria. Then you go to the doctor ngale yonkinga yakho ke leyo eyodwa, na it's either umkhuhlane noma okunye kwalokho engikubalile. You show my signs and symptoms, and then by giving the signs and symptoms, there is a line of antibiotics that is known to deal with the problem of figure 9. And then you will be prescribed the antibiotics. Once you are given the antibiotics, you are given instruction to take the antibiotics in 3 times a day, and with the emphasis to complete the course of the medication.
So maybe ukuphazamisa kancane sala lapho nje ukuthi uyanikwa ama instructions. So I want to know ukuthi how important is it ukuthi uwathatha ama antibiotics even when you feel like you are getting better or you should stop.
Okay, we're getting there.
Okay.
Ama antibiotics, when you are given, some will come in a box. And this box will be written, take 3 times a day, and there will be that highlight local alozoba, mhlampe red or yellow, greenish, ozobu highlightile ukuthi finish the course. And amanye ama antibiotics siwathola ekuma packets, ema packets amhlophe lawa, ama zipped packets. Lawo asuke ekhombisa futhi nesithombe selanga ukuthi ilanga maliphuma, early in the morning you take your antibiotics, during the day when the sun is up you take your antibiotics, and later when the ilanga seliyoshona you take your antibiotics. And then the importance of finishing the antibiotics is when you're when you're taking that medication home, then you take your as prescribed.
Mm.
Then in 1 or 2 days you feel better, and then you say like, I'm great now.
I'm stopping.
And then you water to afagele kabete nukotlo iwon. Kodwa uzothile lowa njengoba wabekile kanje ya ibacteria njoba ngitheme ama antibiotics asebenza within specific time ukuthi abulale ibacteria. So since when uwayekile ngoba uzizwa ungcono, infection is not gone yet. Isase khona, it's just lying emzimbeni wakho. Uma ngabilele kanjalo, it's preparing itself ukuthi uma ngabe kwenzeka ngelinhlanga ngihlaselwa ilaya antibiotic ngizozivikela kanjani, then it prepares itself by building up the strong walls, the multi-layered walls. Since I said ama antibiotics they break down the bacterial walls,
yes.
So they will come back now with infecting you again with this strong double-layered walls. Once that enemy, this dangerous enemy that has double layers and has infected you, you will again visit the clinic or the doctor or the health or any healthcare system. You're visiting with the same symptoms and needs. They will give you that antibiotic, the same antibiotics that you were given last time, and you find that the antibiotic is not working because the bacteria has developed a resistance because it knows now if it uma ngabe ngibhekana nalento ngizolwa kanje nayo isifunde isifunde ukuzidefend while unjalo ungalapheki usunomkhuhlane ongalapheki ke at the stage lomkhuhlane usuyawuthelela einganeni uyasuka nawe uze emsebenzini uzothelela ama colleagues akho abantwana baye esikoleni bayothelela ama ezinye izingane esikoleni angithi and then ingane will go home nama colleagues akho will go home bayo infect bayo thelela ama families once their families those families of our mass school kids and our colleagues are infected, that's how the community is getting affected. And there is a spread of this infection, and this infection is not easy to treat since it has developed that resistance. And by then we have the antibiotic resistance. It is termed like that. Now imagine when you have that antibiotic resistant and infection, and pindegem wenzenjani say njengoba singasasebenzi this medication kuwena uzophindela ngithe clinic uma ngabe uphindele clinic sebezoqala ke manje the clinic noma udokotela aqala buka ukuthi okay lo sesimnikezile le antibiotic it's not working sebezothatha the second line of antibiotic bakunikeze yona ukuthi to manage le lomkhuhlane okuphethe ngale on the other side nomakhelwana ngathi uyaqala yena ukuba infected naye futhi uzowadla shiye endleleni ngesikhathi ezizwe ngathi usengcono ebe infectwe ileli vele eseli resistant athi mayiqala ethi uzizwa ukuthi uba ngcono ayiyeke medication.
Yeah, so at the second line, is it different from the first one?
It is different because the first line is just the antibiotic that's unknown to fight against this bacteria. Now you are coming with inkinga.
Say resistant.
That's why you are the second line.
Oh.
Which you say is stronger than the eyokuqala. So since antibiotic resistant, usu nikezwa the second line, nomakhelwane ngale nayo ya defaulta ngokwakhe. Uma ngabe defaulter uyaphindela futhi ubuyele eclinic uzonikezwa i-treatment. Le treatment into eseyizotholakala manje ukuthi sekunomkhuhlane osowandile la endaweni, lesi mkhuhlane osonjani osoku-multi-drug resistant angithi. So nama so resistor kwamaningi ama-antibiotic, ilo ya first line nale yesibili, ngoba uzothi uma ngabe uqala uyihle ukuthi le mkhuhlane lo usongiphathe 3 weeks or 3 months. Once uqala uzizwa ukuthi right uma usunikele le second line of antibiotics, uzophinda futhi usheshe uyiyeke ukuthi hayi ngaphumuli lo mkhuhlane, kanti you're building up i-multi-drug resistance lebizwa nge-MDR. Esizoba inkinga ke iba inkinga ku community iyoba inkinga ngishona ku healthcare system ngoba sokufanele kube ne budingeke sokudingeka is medication expensive manje to deal with lo mkhuhlano oso spreadeke la endaweni noma kuleyo community le sizodinga futhi ibe ne treatment ibe kwi long term bese ke lokho sokufaka ipressure kwi healthcare system na kwi economy nje at large ngoba ama clinics nama nezibedlela nabo dokotela bazobe sebebhekene nenkinga so i outbreak ke kanjalo seyenzekile okunye ke futhi uma ngabe uthatha ama antibiotics kuzoba khona ukuzizwa kunokunyakaza esiswini noma kuba upset kwisisu uzwe unaso limini ukudla ungasakuthandi usu develop i thrush is this white layer bese ebaso limini ukuthi ngwethu uma ngabe ke so uma ngabe so nalento akusho ukuthi yeke ukudla medication qhubeka uyidla medication ngoba ama antibiotics uma ngabe ngena emzimbeni afika abulale wonke ama bacteria njona lawa anormal lawa akuphilisayo abulala leli ligulisayo including nalawa akuphilisayo so that's why uzo developer leyo loko kuba upset nalozo inkinga lezo kodwa you continue so the advice in that ukuthi uma ngabe uthatha ama antibiotics make sure ukuthi udla the probiotic food okuma yogurt amasi ngoba lo kwi yogurt nje uyekubone kusuke kubhaliwe ukuthi they are live active cultures of bacteria that will help to replace the bacteria anormal emzimbeni obungafanele afe during your medication so uzowa replace ngokudla lokudla lokho mangabe so replace le you drink lots of water to flush away the toxins which is the poison resulting from taking antibiotics you are required to take lots to drink lots of water and again not you are not supposed to share the medication.
It's yours.
Yeah. It's only prescribed for you. You don't take ama leftovers from omunye umuntu. Usebenzisa le onikezwe yona ngoba beyikade kweyakho. Bese ke ekugcineni bese ngathi nje let's be smart, let's protect the power of the antibiotic medicine. Let's do it for ourselves, let's protect our children, our community and the future and do not overdose.
Yeah. So it's just got to use it as the doctor has prescribed for you to use them.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Miss Mali, for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Miss Mali joining us. Miss Mali, joining us live on MET Radio as we are speaking about.
This is an MET Radio podcast.